Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1.
What did the drummer call his twin daughters? And a one and a two. I'm so sorry. And there's going to be more of them. You can roll your eyes if you must. You probably must. But dad jokes have firmly established themselves in our everyday and indeed our online lives. And research is now showing that this much maligned art form is actually good for a child's development. Well, we're joined now by Dr. Mary O'Kane, who's lecturer in psychology and education and author of Perfectly Imperfect Parenting, and also Kevin McGahern, who's a comedian and TV presenter. And Kevin, I might come to yourself first. Do you know, Kevin, I went on a once-in-a-lifetime holiday, never again. I'm sorry.
I've been doing my research too, and I have to say it was highly enjoyable. Out of all the radio interviews I've ever had to do, this is probably the most enjoyable.
So tell me,
I love dad jokes.
Yeah, when you think of a dad joke, what do you think they are and how do they work?
I think they have to be kind of innocent. I think the idea is that you can tell the joke to a kid. And I think they also, like, puns are usually good. They're usually kind of puns. And I think the worse the joke, the better.
Okay.
You want like a young kid to really laugh, and you want like a teenager to really groan.
Okay.
I think that's the key to a perfect, if you can make your teenager hate you, then that's a perfect dad joke, I think.
So the idea is really to be as lame as possible in a way.
I think there's a couple of different schools. Like, there's a lot of comedians who make their living from doing really, really good, essentially dad jokes. Like Stuart Francis is one, Tim Vine is another. These are one-liners that are basically a lot of puns, but they're so clever that they're kind of dad jokes for adults.
Okay.
So you can go down that route, or you can make a joke so bad that it becomes hilarious.
Go on, you must have one for me, do you?
I actually thought of one based on the last segment on the show.
Uh-huh.
But I literally wrote it during the ad break.
Go on.
So I used to share my office with another guy, and our receptionists had to share a desk, but they were always fighting. Bloody secretarian violence all over again.
I didn't realise we had sound effects and everything. Well, thank God we do. Mary's on the line as well. Thanks for that, by the way, Kevin. And Mary, there is research here to back this up by Mark Knudsen, who's a Danish cognition and behaviour lab manager. And that seems to indicate that actually corny jokes are good for a child's development because it teaches them about humiliation and embarrassment.
Well, I'm not sure about humiliation, Sarah. Okay. But yes, it's funny. Dads play differently with their kids. We already know that, than mums. They interact in a different way. They're more rough and tumble in their play and stuff. But it seems they are with their jokes too. They sort of push kids a little bit more. They tease them a little bit more. I'm laughing at Kevin saying, you know, the goal is to make your teenager hate you. I think as mothers, we don't need the jokes to make the teenagers hate us. We have the rules or whatever. But they're really good because they're sort of pushing them outside their comfort zone, you know. They're letting them realize I can be teased or I can be embarrassed, but you know what? It's not the end of the world. I can cope with it. I can deal with it. I can laugh about it, which is really, really good for them.
Dad, will you hand me my sunglasses as soon as you hand me my dad glasses, son? Sorry.
I put one out on Twitter today because I was looking for more jokes from people. The one I put out, it has to be said in a Dublin accent. Do you know what's annoying? An upside down six, which I heard very recently.
Do you have a mom joke?
Sorry, go on.
Oh, I have a mom joke. These are even worse. What do you call a blind dinosaur? Do you think he saw us?
Oh, yeah, I knew that one, actually. It's terrible.
I heard that one in Jurassic Park, I remember.
Oh, yeah. Why was the sand wet? This is my kid's favourite. Because the seaweed.
And the texts are starting to come in as well, which I have to get to throughout the show. I just want to ask you, Mary, just genuinely though, from a psychological perspective then, if there's dads sitting out there maybe who haven't been trying this with their children, or indeed moms, because I mean it's called a dad joke, but really it refers to parents, doesn't it? It's a good idea then to show them that you can sort of laugh at yourself. That's the idea, isn't it?
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. And you know, parenting can be hard sometimes. That connection, the fun you have with the joke, and they become family jokes, and you all talk about the joke that dad made at such and such a time, and you laugh about it again and again, and it increases family connection, and anything that does that is a good thing. Once it's only teasing though, Sarah, that's the one thing I must say, with tomorrow being April Fool's Day, we, you know, sometimes parents humiliate their children and put them up online in little videos, like, we want none of that.
That's not
funny. This family, no, it's really, really not. This is just teasing. It's fun. You know, everybody's getting a laugh out of it.
Good old-fashioned humour. Interested to hear from our listeners in this 51551 for your dad jokes or your mom jokes. Thank you both very much for joining us. That's Dr. Mary O'Kane and Kevin McGahern, who is a comedian.